Today, and good afternoon from Sunny Side Up, Journey to Joy. I want to share with you today an article from one of my favorite websites called Tiny Buddha. It's an article written by Kathy Wilkinson, who's a reader, writer, musician, and is really keen on learning to live and enjoy life the best way possible. And she's written a great article for people who suffer from chronic illness. I suffer from chronic illness that is basically untreatable, incurable, and I've sought to find a way to live the best life possible and to take advantage of all the best things that I have in life. And it's taken me a long time to get there. But I wanted to share something I read from her to remind you that living with chronic illness is undoubtedly hard, and it is possible to be happy in spite of the difficulties. And as I've said many times, self-care is critical, and having people to support you is critical as well. But here's Kathy's suggestions to remind yourself whenever you feel low. Number one, you weren't a mistake. So don't think that being born with some genetic disease, like I have Ehlers-Danlos disease that has dominated into several other diagnoses. But, you know, our ancestors survived for millions of years from all kinds of dangers, and they made it through the heat, starvation, and threats of animals and lions and wolves and bacteria, and, you know, they made it. And so will you. The human body has the ability to heal itself, and it's stronger than you might think. And I don't think medical science even understands the complex processes that take place inside of us. But magic goes on inside your body if you slow down long enough to listen. So have some faith that your body will heal and adapt to self. Just takes time. And as I say, learning how to be a patient. Number two, don't compare your life with other people's lives. It can be really depressing to watch people get on with their lives while you may not be able to do the things you want to do. Like, I can't even hang a picture on the wall. Weeks go by and I end up having to hire a handyman who's demoralized that I've had to hire him to hang a picture. But comparing yourself to others makes no sense. They're different. They had different lives, different circumstances. And comparing is a total disrespect to your situation and who you are as a person. So this is when loving yourself as you are in the present comes into play. Whether you're practicing mindfulness or meditation, self-care, calming down, you may not feel very productive or of much use to the world, sometimes purposeless, and that's very difficult. But that's all in your head, because you are enough as you are. I feel like I should hear myself say that a few more times every day. And sometimes you give meaning to the world by helping yourself first. As the old saying goes, the flight attendant tells you to put your mask on first before putting it on your children. And today the idea of masks has a whole new meaning. But the point is to set an example by continuing to live the fullest life that you can. Allow yourself to rest when you need to, because your body is going to tell you exactly what you need and what you deserve at the moment. Number three, know that life is a gift and be grateful. Practice gratitude. There's gratitude apps and journals. But the idea that each day is a gift so we can continue to live on and not get stuck in negativity sounds cliche, but it's very true. Whether you're in the hospital, whether you're taking care of basic needs, whether you're struggling to get groceries from the store, whatever it is, make sure that your life is rich with pleasures that are the cheapest, says David Thoreau. Number four, don't let your chronic disease define who you really are. I've always felt singled out from the rest because my lack of capabilities. I lost the ability to work. I lost the ability to take care of my children. I lost the ability to interact with my children as they were felt abandoned. Ehlers-Danlos is an invisible disease, so many members of my family don't even believe I'm sick and think I'm making this up for attention. This has been a very hard journey, but I don't let that get in the way of how I want to live my life now, because I'm so much more than this illness, and I am fighting my way back to be stronger and to live the best life that I can every single day. So you're your own person with your own personality, your own likes, dislikes, quirks, interests, and opinions. And that is enough. You may have been an overachiever. You may have been stressed out, burnt out. But that's just about things you do. That's not who you are. Discover who you really are. Start thinking and sharing your thoughts and feelings, whether you journal or talk to someone. But don't allow people to put you in some sort of box that's labeled as disabled, handicapped, diseased. Because you might feel less of an individual. You can give your life any meaning you want. So thank you very much, Kathy Wilkinson and Tiny Buddha, for allowing us to share this article. I wish you all peace, calm, and everything that life can bring when you make a choice to make your life better.